Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
High blood pressure is a chronic condition associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and death. Over the last two decades, the Cochrane Hypertension Group has produced numerous reviews of ways to treat it, including one of the effects of a class of drugs called renin inhibitors. The review was updated in April 2017, and we asked the lead author, Vijaya Musini, from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, to tell us about the latest findings.
For patients with established moderate to severe hypertension, blood pressure should first be managed with lifestyle and behavior modification. But if these measures prove inadequate, we need to move on to try antihypertensive drugs. There are several classes of these available, acting through different mechanisms to lower blood pressure. Renin inhibitors are a relatively new class that have been developed since the 1990s. At the moment, only one renin inhibitor has been studied and approved for treatment of hypertension, and that's eliskirin. We did this review to quantify how effective it is at lowering blood pressure and to explore its adverse effects. We have added results from five new studies in this update and now included 12 randomized placebo-controlled studies that recruited nearly 7,500 adults. Most of the patients were Caucasian, and the trials evaluated eliskirin at doses ranging from 75 to 600 milligrams per day for a mean duration of 8 weeks. All the studies were funded by the drugs manufacturer, Novartis, and we assessed them all as having a high likelihood of biases related to attrition, reporting, and funding. As well as adding data from recently published studies, we also included in this update extensive details from 9 clinical study reports obtained from the European Medicines Agency. We also included data from an unpublished study that were in a clinical study summary obtained from the Novartis Clinical Study Results Database. The clinical study reports allowed us to examine the methods and potential biases in the trials in much more detail, as well as giving us more extensive data on harms. Turning to the results, there's moderate quality evidence that eliskirin has a dose-related blood pressure lowering effect. A daily dose of 75 mg lowered the systolic blood pressure by 3 mm of mercury and a diastolic blood pressure by 2 mm of mercury. 150 mg dose lowered this by 6 and 3 mm of mercury, 300 mg dose by 8 and 5 mm of mercury, and the falls of 11 and 6 millimeters of mercury were found with 600 milligram dose. For adverse effects, we also found that patients allocated to eliskirin were not more likely to stop taking their tablets than those allocated placebo. But there is low quality evidence that diarrhea was increased in a dose-dependent manner with a 7-fold increase with eliskirin 600 milligram. In summary, eliskirin is the only drug of the renin inhibitor class that has been studied and approved for the treatment of hypertension at this time. Our systematic review has shown that it is better than placebo at lowering blood pressure, and the effect is similar to that seen with other classes of drugs when the maximum recommended dose is used. In other aspects such as side effects, eliskirin is not better than other drugs currently available. However, diarrhea was considerably increased with eliskirin 600 milligrams.
If you would like to read more about these benefits and harms of eliskirin, just go online to cochranelibrary.com and search for renin inhibitors and hypertension.